The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
And I will always love you. I more than deserve this.
Okay, I thought you were going to stay a bit humble, but...
That is me being humble. Can you imagine if I was actually, like, trying to brag?
No, for sure, for sure, for sure. That was beautiful rendition. Beautiful. Soprano, alto, whatever they call it. Glass was breaking somewhere in the world. Listen, I could be your best wingman when it comes to these kind of things. Like, you start singing, and just for people to believe, I'll quickly throw a brick out a window somewhere.
Is it impressive if your singing breaks a window? I feel like that's not a desirable trait.
But it's real, by the way, right? That thing is not a hoax. Like, it's actually possible to do that, to break, like, a glass of wine or something.
Well, I imagine like, it's just frequency. Like, if you hit the resonant frequency. Yeah, I feel like that. I could believe that. I could believe it either way. I don't know if that's if it's true or not, but I could believe it if it wasn't. I could believe it if it wasn't. So,
Yeah. Well, welcome back to episode 80 of Globally Local FM in Podgorica, Montenegro. Coming right at you, and oh, that's a big gulp over there. That's a big gulp for a big boy.
There was almost nothing left in there. So that was like a tiny gulp.
But yeah, so any news? Anything you want to bring to the table?
I've got a pretty exciting story that happened to me this week. Okay. And it was pretty frightening, actually.
Oh.
So come Wednesday, I come home, I cook, I sit down, I have dinner, you know? I'm just chilling. Suddenly, boom, a cockroach walks across the table where I'm having dinner. I jump out of my chair. I'm like, holy fuck, this cannot be happening. This little motherfucker is in my home making me feel unsafe. So, you know, obviously, I go to battle it. So I grab a pot and a pan because I'm not trying to smash it. I'm just trying to capture it, right? So it's on my table. I try to get it in the pan. But it just falls off, like, onto the ground. And it starts scurrying away. And in a moment of fight or flight, I went for it, you know. I grabbed my lid. I try to swipe it back towards me because it was running away. So that once it would be closer to me again, I could put the pot on top and then I would have it, basically, right?
Uh-huh.
But I swipe it towards me and suddenly it's nowhere to be found. I definitely swiped it. But I couldn't see it anymore. It's not behind me. It didn't continue in the direction forward. It's just gone. I have no idea where it is.
Dread.
So then I'm just sitting there like, okay, this little fucker is now somewhere here. I cannot see it. I just start vacuuming out of like sheer, I'm going to fucking vacuum your ass, buddy. You know, if you're in the cracks here near my table, I'm going to vacuum your ass up. But I can't find it. Ultimately, I just sit down, I finish my dinner, but for the rest of the night, I'm just looking back and forth, like, where are you, you know? I don't feel at ease knowing that this little fucker is in here somewhere. Ultimately, I don't find it. I wake up in the morning, don't find it. I just go to work as normal. And then in the evening, I come back, and I also don't find it. I'm just sitting there, like, with the thought, like, how can I ever feel comfortable if I know that this little fucker is in here, you know? It's not that I don't mind bugs being in here. It's just this little rat presented itself to me and is now hiding. So I start cooking again because, you know, what can you do? Hunger strike a cockroach out of hiding.
Sure.
Tragically. So I start cooking. And as I'm cooking, I like turn back to my desk to grab like the placemat. I've just got it sitting on my desk usually, right? And I grab it and the cockroach falls out of it. And now I'm like, this little motherfucker has been sleeping where I eat. You know, has he been here the whole time?
Oh, no.
No, scary stuff. So this time, he's just sitting there. He's not moved yet. So I'm like, okay. I have all the tools ready because I just kept everything next to my desk for the for the off chance that I see this motherfucker
yes,
again.
Weaponize, mobilize, move out.
So I actually have my vacuum. I have like a stick vacuum, right? And I had like an extension on it. So I just grabbed it and I vacuumed his ass. So I captured him. So I was really happy. I felt like, okay, I can go back to feeling normal again. This motherfucker has been vacuumed. Now, of course, here comes the question of disposal. Like, what do I do with it? Like, what do I do, right? So I think I can just open the door to my garden courtyard, leave him out there, and then I'm fine. But then I'm thinking, you know, I've just basically dropped him off at the front door. He's definitely going to find his way back in because he wants to torture me. So I've got to go to more drastic measures.
That's, yeah, one sole reason for it, yeah.
So I turn the vacuum off for a second. But then, you know, he starts moving in. So I'm like, okay, I've got to keep the pressure on. So I put the vacuum on max so that he stays put. And then I just put on my shoes and I just walk outside and I walk to the end of the street and I let him out in the grass there and then I run back home and close the door. And I barely saw him move when he got out of the vacuum. So I think my plan has worked. I haven't seen him back since. It's been pretty chill in here. So I think I beat him.
This is going to be a great Tom and Jerry story of a cockroach and Henry.
Hell no. If that motherfucker comes... It was really, like, really... I was just sitting, you know...
Was it a big guy?
I was like this, maybe.
Well, that's big bug.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with cockroaches. They're kind of like the biggest thing, right? You're not really going to get that big of a spider.
At least you didn't get the flying one. Or anything flying. Imagine that.
I would have probably died if I got a flying
cockroach. You can actually ask our editor how his escapades go with flying creatures. There was one great video that he filmed where he was trying to get a moth out of his room. That moth was completely terrorizing him.
Well, yeah, I deal with the occasional moths, but moths are just like, they're just like friendly guys. They, you know, they're trying to
moths
eat your clothes.
Moths I don't mind.
But...
Actually, there's a lot of bugs that I don't mind, mostly because of my grandma's. Like, I've been at my grandma's place a lot over the summer, and it's just like a countryside house, so once in a while you just see bugs that's just norm.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten kind of used to most of them.
Yeah, like moths, I just capture them and let them go outside. It's kind of like, whatever. But, you know, cockroaches, you know they're up to no good, you know? So
yeah.
It's just, if I see this little fucker in here again, it's just because while I was eating...
I see this little bugger one more time, I swear to God, I'll shoot him back to heaven.
It's like that. I don't know. When you're eating, you're just kind of like, you know, comfortable. You know, I was watching some train videos, and then this little fucker just scurried by, and I was like,
ah! Train videos?
Yes. Moving on?
Okay, moving on. On to... the news!
Wrong, Rudy. On to the fun facts about Montenegro. So,
yes!
Montenegro is a small mountainous country in Eastern Europe, Rudy. Did you know that before starting this episode? Did you know where Montenegro was?
Yes, I do.
I'm proud of you. It's on the Adriatic Sea, bordering Albania, Croatia, Serbia, that kind of area. And the name origins, as you may have guessed already from the name, as I feel like most people will sort of already sense this out, it means Black Mountain, and it came from the Venetian trading empire back in the day, and Podgorica as the capital. Now, how fun was that?
So listen, Americans listening to this, I swear to God, if you try to cancel a country again, it's the funniest shit to me. Like, please, go ahead. Have you seen
what
those
do you
videos?
Mean?
At some point, Americans found out that a country name is Montenegro. And they thought for... Well, I'll let people figure out why. But they thought, it's racist. We should change this name. So some random Americans started blasting on Twitter like a couple years back. At Montenegro of like, yo, that's racist. Fuck, you should change your country name. That was funny.
Okay.
No, that was genuinely funny for the rest of Europe. It's basically like the same thing. What was it? It was Guinea who tried to sue all the other Guineas, right? One of the African Guineas was trying to sue the other four or three. We talked about this story at some point. Because they were losing out of tourism.
Yeah. I forget which... Yeah, I remember this. But I don't know which one it was because we've done multiple.
No.
I think we've done three out of the four Guineas, haven't we?
Ooh! Then we should... it's a big day when we get the fourth one. So you keep that in mind. When the wheel spins the fourth one, it's a celebration.
The fourth Anyways, one now, is the worst one
talking
to get.
About celebration, people celebrate the news! My first news article, fuck football.
Okay, nice. Go off.
Okay, that was just to get your attention. The real deal is kind of a segue. The news article I found revolves around a specific story from a football match that happened between Montenegro and Croatia in the city of Podgorica. TLDR, Croatian fans came, and as the football do, once in a while took liberties with some chants of theirs. For example, ready for the homeland, kill a Serb, and those kind of things could be heard screaming across the stadium once in a while. You know, all the fun stuff. My first question, what the fuck is wrong with people? My second question, a bit broader, what the fuck is wrong with football? Third thing to mention, what the fuck is wrong with video game nerds? So that was my segue. Right, I want to talk about...
Okay. You don't even give me one line to respond? Okay, let's talk about hate speech.
Really. No, you respond. I want to talk about hate speech, because I've had this conversation in terms of the gaming world a lot with actually two friends of mine. One of them is, you guessed it, a League player.
Okay.
For those who don't know, League of Legends specifically is what I'm referring to. So what do you think about that? Because for those who don't know, hate speech in terms of gaming and any like online gaming is a very, very, how do I say this? We think of it as a norm, right? But I just recently started having these philosophical thoughts of like, damn, that's kind of a weird thing that it's a norm now, you know? We basically are football fans, which I hate, famously.
What do you mean it's a norm? Are you participating in the hate speech already?
No, but when it comes your way, you're like, yeah, that's just a video game. Like that's just how it is.
I think that's just how it is on any website or like online thingy where people can act the way they want without consequence. They sort of get
edgy. I know, but you know when it's like these kind of things, like sports or video games, which esports I guess is also sports, I don't know. It's a different type of thing. How do you deal with it, Henry?
I usually just mute every chat of any game I play. Cause
okay, so you're like our
rarely been anyone that's
thrown together. He also mutes the chat completely.
Yeah, I'm saying like almost nothing that gets said in chat is useful because people are just trying to have a go at you. So I don't know. I've stopped caring about games competitively in that sense a long, long time ago, or at least caring to the point that I would actually start talking shit. So,
well,
I just turn off
the
chat.
That. I actually have gotten one of my best things to rile somebody up from you.
Which is?
The moment people start inting in chat, I hit them with the good old, oh, is a little baby gonna cry? And that's all you, buddy.
The only time that I get, like, competitive in that sense is if I'm with people having a chat. But I don't know. I would never call someone a bad name for it. I just call them like an idiot.
No, never as well. Like, but sometimes you hear some just like crazy things said in chat. I personally, I usually allow them to write a paragraph and then I reply with something like, you fucking Muppet. Which is like some like old-year-old insult, but it's funny to me. The friend of ours that I spoke about, the one who plays League of Legends, he has said that the way he, like, if somebody in your team starts raging or, like, inting, the way to, quote-unquote, reset their brain is to start saying some completely, like, how to say this, confusing stuff. Or, like, in his case, he says, what was it? His example was like, oh, yeah, say more, daddy, you'll make me come.
Okay.
So apparently in his experience, that completely like they're so weirded out, it completely like resets the brain.
I can believe that. I can believe that, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you just ignore them. Because if they just feel like they're talking to a wall, they're going to stop doing it as well.
You'd be surprised. At least, I don't know how it is. What do you play these days competitively?
Eternal Return, free on Steam, for those who are interested.
Yeah, okay. Actually, still?
Yes. Now that I've moved into my own place, I got a LAN cable, I've got an internet connection, and I can play it again. So I have been. That's about it, honestly.
You don't play Overwatch?
I do, but I almost only play Quick Play. So it's kind of like...
Oh.
I've played the occasional game of competitive.
A new
but
Italian hero coming, I saw.
I saw, yeah.
But,
I'm happy for you,
yeah.
King.
I'm not playing the game, but thank you.
Then I'm not happy for you.
Well, that's kind of sad. No, what we get, like, because I only competitive sort of play Heroes of the Storm, and the Heroes of the Storm community is so, like, they will sometimes go out of their way, because technically, like, if you wrote something in the chat in the draft team, you can later, if you have the nickname of the person, you can whisper to them like privately, right? So I have multiple occasions have had something like, well, somebody starts inting in the chat, and I don't even sometimes reply, right? But for some reason, they need to get it up their chest. So we're already queuing for the next game, and people start just whispering, just start like actually sending direct messages of like, you fucking shit, how dare you play this hero? You completely fucked up the team. It's just like, it's honestly funny that you go out of your way for me to just, like, not reply to you. I could be a bot for all they know.
I think people just, like, let out steam by doing that. And if you just don't ignore, if you just don't reply, then they'll run out of steam. And then you just keep on going. Same way, like, if people start talking shit, you don't get anything from that. You're not going to improve. It doesn't, like, it's just absolutely nothing. I think it's just normalized, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would play Heroes of the Storm as like my main game if I was still in Europe, I think, because that was easily the most.
You'd be happy to know our friend who was locked in silver finally through his other account got to diamond. I'm climbing back I'm mid plat now, so it's happening.
My boy's unshackled.
Yep.
Well, Rudy, I have one news article, and it's about pets. And it's about pests.
Random note, I recently saw a meme where somebody referred to their baby as a cum pet.
What?
Or sperm pet,
Jesus,
or something
Christ.
Like that.
All right. I'm not a prude, but I think that, honestly, that kind of is... I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah. But you seem to be loving it, though. Like, you're having a ball.
Because it just took me off guard. I saw that meme and I actually started laughing because it just took me so off guard. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So, Rudy. Pretty apropos, actually. Pet owners beware. No babies allowed.
Actually know which one. I know this article.
Yeah, I imagine. I had a hard time finding stuff here, I'll say. And I think this was just a website where everything was
through
three different translators. So it came out kind of like as gibberish. But basically, there's been a lot of abandoned pets and like stray dogs and cats around the city. So the city is now implementing fines and such against people that cause this to happen. And furthermore, you also have to get all your pets sterilized. Now, I feel like people do this generally in like the Netherlands, for example, right? Is this the norm? Sterilizing their pet?
Sterilize. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I know in Latvia it is, I think.
Yeah, so I guess it's not really that familiar of a problem. Although, actually, here's a random fact. I visited like an Australian wildlife sanctuary a few weeks ago, and there they said that the dingo is actually becoming rare, as in like the purebred dingo, because all the dingoes are fucking the wild dogs.
Listen, if you're horny, you gotta go.
So there you go. Anyway, so all dogs and cats that are free roaming now have to be sterilized. If you lose your dog, you have 3 days to claim it. Otherwise, you don't get ownership back, basically, if they find the pet. And if
what
they
the
have...
fuck, actually?
Yes.
What if it runs away?
Well, you have 3 days to report it missing. So if you don't report it missing,
and then it's fine. Yeah. Okay.
If you don't report it missing, then you're not going to get it back, basically. Which I guess, ultimately, people that abandon their pet will not care about that. So, and then if they have unlicensed babies, if they're not like part of a kennel or breeding group, you get fined for it. And you're on the hook for all of the costs for the puppies / kittens. So,
yeah. Well, population control, am I right? Or something?
So true.
I saw this article as well, actually, so nothing more to it. There's too many stray cats and dogs around the town. Actually, talking about the town, hey, we got you something. I'm talking about Christmas presents for Podgorica. Two articles summed up together. The first one states that Podgorica will have 406 new parking spaces installed due to a high demand from vehicle owners. And the second article states that about 420,000 euros have been allocated to install new traffic lights across the city. So it comes to no surprise that the third article showcases a 10-year plan on how to convert the whole city into an 18-lane dual-direction highway.
Mm.
No, that's the last one is wrong. Okay. But, Henry, what would you like your city to spend more money on?
I would like to spend my money city on trains, please. Can I have a train, please?
Is that your recent obsession? Is that your rabbit hole?
I wouldn't say it's an obsession, but I do get a kick out of just listening to people talking about trains.
I mean, listen, the people who usually talk about trains, they know what they're talking about. That thing is, I fully understand why you would do that.
Yeah, there's like something, for example, that I watched recently is someone trying to visit all like the train stations in the city in one day. I think that's pretty cool, pretty nifty. Plus, it gives you something, you know, you listen to someone ramble about a train type, and then you go out and grab a train, and then you're like, wow, that's that train type that has this feature, and it's like, wow!
There's a word for that condition, but, you know.
Anyway, there's a lot, in Melbourne, there's a lot that's left to be desired about the train network. Mainly is that you have to go all the way into the city if you want to go anywhere else. Like, it's all arterial is what they call it, right?
Yeah.
So if I want to go from here, like from point A to point B, and they're not like on that line, you have to go all the way into the city and all the way out again. So they're trying to build like a sort of like circle around the city so that you don't have to go all the way in.
Yeah.
But that's going to take until like 2080. And it's like, all right, I'll probably be dead by then. So what's
2080, actually?
Yeah. That's what I thought as well.
Oh, that's not official. Okay.
No, that's what the government plan is.
2080.
Yes.
Wow, they make plans that long? Holy.
I just think it's kind of like, why can't we just get on with it? But.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, for my city specifically, I would like it to pay construction workers because I swear to God, same route to uni for 3 years, every day something new is upended. Just do it once and do it good.
Right. I think in Eindhoven, they really should get more buses as well. The buses were really awful.
I mean, it's the same problem as with your trains. It's arterial network. You have to, every single bus line goes to the center and back, right? Like through the center.
Yeah.
So if you're not on the line somewhere where you have to go to the center first and then go somewhere.
And they also have pretty bad frequency, even when it's busy. It's pretty, I don't know.
For what compared to what I had in my hometown, I think this is pretty good. But yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that, so I'll just believe you. Spoiled kids. moving on. Either your new article or the ad.
The ad.
You choose. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's no secret. Life has been quite tough lately. From the economy to housing, it has been a pretty stressful time. Many people suggest doing a side hustle, but those are not always that easy to get into. You need additional skills, you have to organize a business yourself. Who has time for that after a long day at work? That's why we're introducing a new side hustle this winter, working in the coal mines. You don't need any skills to start. Just sign up, and before you know it, you're doing an evening shift down in the ground. Not only are you helping extract the coal that will keep you warm this winter, but you're also getting a nice workout while doing it. Isn't that a great deal? As a small bonus, you get to keep 1% of all the coal you mine, cutting down on your heating bill one rock at a time. Even better, for all our business miners that work from home during the day, we've got little coal cots. You can work on your laptop from the mines and immediately grab a pickaxe once your lunch break starts. Mine an extra couple of rocks and get an extra couple of bucks. Your new part-time job has never been this easy. So what are you waiting for? Start your mining journey today. What do you think, Rudy? A career in the coal mines?
I thought it's going to be oil. But a career in the coal mines, I'm kind of known for me and the boys down in the mines. Extrapolate as you will for that quote. But it gets a bit muddy. It gets a bit sooty.
Well, here's actually a thing that's...
I'm not going to say... I almost... Okay, I will say just for people to know, but I said it as a joke for Cole, okay? It was directly for Cole, but I just caught myself almost saying it's black in all the wrong places.
Alright, that's not that bad.
Oi. Yeah, no,
I think here's something that's really underrated about working in a coal mine is like your lungs kind of get affected, right, by all like the dust and shit. But it's just, if you think about it, it's just preparation for how like the future is going to be. It's going to be like that everywhere. So I think it's getting ahead of the curve, and I really love that.
You're actually getting ahead of the curve, and you're also curbing anyone else who's not getting ahead of the curve because you're part of the problem and you are speeding up the future.
It's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in that sense.
Exactly. Work in the coal mines, fuck everybody else over if you want to just live a life that's a bit emptier of the world.
That's good. All right, well, ready? Close your eyes. I picture this. You explore the city, enjoying warm weather, enjoy the view from the hills, and you enjoy the hills view from the city. As you're walking through the streets, you see a cute little dog sitting on the corner. And you can't help but go pet it, of course.
Fuck.
As, not quite. Close, though. As you approach the dog to pet it, it really, like, you know, it puts on the puppy eyes. It draws you in. And then just as you go to pet it, the police come storming around the corner and arrest you. You've fallen for the damn puppy tourist trap again. And that's a four-figure fine for you. Already. If you like paying for pets of pets, then I think Podgorica can be your next destination.
Hey guys, you should have seen what I saw on camera. He's just very clearly reading from something. I can see the like the white of the dock just like reflecting off his wall. And then suddenly something happens where the light just disappears. He's like a deer in headlights. Just, what the fuck do I do? After half a second, tries to scramble something, but...
I got confused by myself. Anyway, good enough, people. Ready?
Yeah. Boy, right. What was it? There it is. Time to go fucking local! They like them lines straight. Not like them Western folk with they LGBCDE, the rest of the alphabet gang. Road are meant for getting them from A to B in the shortest way possible, which is a straight line. Huge fans of Aroma they are. Green Forest they love. Big Fresh is what they subscribe to. The city is very green with trees and bushes all around, so you could say this is an actual jungle where dreams are made of. Liars. Like me. Except when I am lying. Straight roads only exist for the main highways. The city is actually built on a relief, but we don't talk about that because then we have to actually acknowledge a lot of civil engineering and traffic issues we are getting and, God forbid, have to start solving them. So please, eh? Be nice to hateful chanting. So all in all, you like straight lines through jungles? Well, I guess good luck being a latitude down in Podgorica, Montenegro.
Thank you, Rudy.
You're welcome, Henry.
I think you know a lot about being straight, or like straight lines, I should say.
Oh yeah, I love straight lines. I love them. My obsession with straight lines is because I'm crazily jealous of them. Can't keep myself straight, so I gotta aspire to be something.
Right. Well, my local business recommendation, Rudy, thanks for asking, is hardware store Okov on the outskirts of Podgorica. And now, I find from looking at the map that there's actually not that many black mountains. So my suggestion is grab a bucket of paint and let's make some.
You know what? I fucking love that. You know what? I'll even second it. And once you're done, for my local business, I recommend Irish pub St. Patrick. If you're going to be a football fan, go all the way.
Go all, like, all the way to being Irish?
Yes, to a pub was the point, but yes, Irish.
Okay, classic Irish people. All right, my radio recommendation is Radio D Plus. Listen to this lovely radio station for some below average music according to US grading standards, Rudy.
No, I think
this sounded like it was playing Montenegrin folk music. So if you want to find out how that sounds.
And now people see how it's done. Radio D Plus for some magnum-sized, sultry songs, which, by the way, not making it up, the lady singing in my ears was very explicit. In her own language, of course, but I understood nonetheless, because good set, I mean, art transcends the language barrier.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So, without further ado, thank you so much, ladies and gents, for listening to episode 80 of Globally Local FM in Podgorica, Montenegro. If you want to give us some good old feedback or, you know what, Christmas wishes, Merry Christmas, New Year's and shit like that, you know, it's December. Come on, let's spread some love. Go to my Instagram, find me at 000RUDYS000, so 000RUDYS000. You can find Henry
constructing an 18-lane highway. Hell yeah.
Yes. And you will see us next week in
Svalbard, in Norway.
Where we will await Christmas! All right. Bestie, let's slay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!